You're listening to UCB Ireland, serving the church, reaching the nation.
Guys, joining me on the show today, it is man, myth and legend, Alan McAwee from Christians Against Poverty Ireland. Alan, great to have you back. What's the crack?
Thanks so much. So good to be back with you, Tim, and all your listeners on UCB. Thank you.
So great. So, Alan, a lot has happened since the last time that you were with us. You've been to a wedding. And I don't think we've talked about that.
That's right, yeah.
So you were in America at a wedding. Tell us about that first before we get into the nitty-gritties about Christians Against Poverty and money talks and all that crap.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, our middle son got married over in the US. And so small wedding, but we were very glad to be there for that occasion. And with some family as well. So that was just really good. It was a good break. We were in Colorado, which is just a beautiful, beautiful state with some outstanding natural beauty. And so we got to take in a little bit of that as well. So yeah, we were in awe, inspired, grateful for our new family, gained a daughter-in-law. And an extended family, and just to experience some of God's nature as well.
Beautiful stuff. No doubt Colorado is just a stunning place. There's lots of mountains, I'm led to believe. It's kind of a place I'd like to go and visit and just take in that kind of beauty and the wonder of creation in a different environment. But we're here to talk about money. Money talks is kind of the kind of theme that I've been mulling around in my head. You and I've had a couple of conversations, and I've never given this kind of segment of a life today a title. And I think I've finally landed on money talks. And so kind of want to have that conversation. And I know that not only have you gained a new family member, but you've told me in a private email that I'm going to share publicly that you've also taken on a new home.
Yeah, that's right, Tim. And yeah, just so, so grateful. You may recall I shared with you and some of your listeners several months ago that my wife and I, that about 10 or 12 years ago, we had been in a distressed mortgage situation, and all of the trauma and anxiety and concern that is, and clearly, it did that in our lives, and we really struggled with that. And that was also part of my sort of personal motivation of wanting to be involved in the work that CAP does in terms of just helping other individuals that may be struggling with similar financial issues or maybe different types of issues that are giving rise to financial concerns or money concerns. And so that was part of my motivation. But yeah, I suppose in terms of my own personal story, that sort of came full circle, if you like, last week, in that my wife and I, we again bought a home sort of within the greater Dublin, North Wicklow kind of area. And that was after many, many, many years of just really struggling through that distressed mortgage. And at one stage, really thinking that we might be locked out of the house market after, the history that we had had. But just a total testimony to God's goodness, his grace, his mercy, and also his principles and his way of life that he invites us into, Tim.
I think it's really beautiful to hear a redemptive story. You know, we think about redemption spiritually, and we should, because God has redeemed us and he brings us back to the original design as his children. And when he looks at us, that's what he sees through the lens of heaven, because Jesus died on the cross for us and we have been forgiven. And that's a really beautiful thing. But so often I feel like a lot of people think that they are stuck in a rut, are stuck in a certain circumstance or stuck in a certain environment, stuck in a certain habit, stuck in a certain pattern or lifestyle, and they don't believe that God cares and they don't believe that God wants them to thrive. And I'm not the person who's going to sit on a Zoom call or, you know, talk on UCB Ireland and say, if you pray to God, he's going to fill your bank account. I'm not that guy. I do believe in prosperity, and I do believe that God wants to add value to our lives. But I feel like more often than not, the value that we find is found in the principles that we follow. And you're a walking demonstration of that, that you've been redeemed, but also, you know, that your finances have been redeemed and that you are applying biblical principles to your life. And as a result of following the biblical principles, it's not miraculous in the sense of, you know, you prayed to God and he gave you a house. You followed his plan so that you could outwork his purpose. And now you're living in the promise. And that's really beautiful. And I suppose, Alan, that's the invitation, isn't it, to anyone who comes onto a Cap Money course or anyone who wants to have a Cap Money coach, that the invitation is that, you know, this is not a quick fix, but what we are going to outline is a plan. And if you pursue the plan, that you will outwork the purposes and you will live in the promise. But you've got to work through that process, and you're a living testimony to that. And I suppose, you know, coming into autumn, and you know, we're staring down the barrel of Christmas, you've got courses that are open that people could jump on to. So tell us, where are they? What's the crack with those courses that are upcoming at the moment?
Yeah, so really, just as you say, my life is a living testimony of God's grace and his mercy. But he also invites us, to that best possible life, if you like. With part of that invitation as we lean into that. God's word is very clear. I particularly like some of the wisdom that we read about in the Bible. For example, in Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And when we're at that place and we're not sure which way to go, just in faith, we step out and following him, and we trust and hope that he will make our path straight and take us on that direction that we need to go on. I also love Eugene Peterson and what he says about that long process of discipleship in Jesus. And he describes the Christian life as a long obedience in the same direction. And so when he invites us into that new life, there's a sense of togetherness, walking with him, making those decisions best we can, but also trusting on his wisdom, his guidance. You know, he is our rabbi, he is our teacher, we are his disciples, his followers, and there's so much goodness and richness and value that he wants to bring into our lives, which is a word that you used earlier. But yeah, to answer your question, we have had a number of money coaching courses that CAP have been able to deliver through our church partners across the country. We've got two on at the moment. One is in Dublin. It's up in the north part of Dublin, a place called Baldoyle, in the community centre there. And we have a church partner who's currently running their second money coaching course within the Baldoyle community centre there in Dublin 13. And then we also have one that a course, money coaching course, that kicked off recently in Cork as well. And so just as we grow our work and partnership with local churches, we hope to see more and more of these money coaching courses, because the wisdom, the practical wisdom that is available to us, they're the things that we talk about in the money coaching. It's those principles that we see in God's word of following Jesus, but also we need support around that and mutual encouragement and support in that process, because that's not a an easy place to be in terms of some of those challenges that we find ourselves in. So yeah, that's very much what we're up to with the money coaching courses
Yeah, and
currently.
if somebody wanted to jump into one of those courses, what's the best way for them to do that?
So best thing to do is to go to our website, www.capireland.ie, and we have a money coaching landing page, which they can see from our main homepage. So that's one way to go on there and have a look at money coaching. The other would be to email us at info@capireland.ie. So info@capireland.ie. Yeah, we like to we find it works better when we have two, three individuals from a church that are interested in exploring what money coaching might do for them in their church and in their community. So we always find it's better when there's at least two or three from the same church. Have a chat with your pastor, of course, or your minister, or your priest, whatever you bishop, whatever your local minister or church leader is. Have a chat with them as well. But yeah, they would be two ways in which you can find out more.
Brilliant stuff. And I'm not hesitant to ask, I'm curious to ask. So you're in the new house now. How long are you in? Are you in it? Like 10 days, 2 weeks?
I literally even moved in last Saturday,
Oh,
so
last Saturday. Okay. So are
it's
you
all
picking,
very fresh.
are you and your wonderful wife picking out colors at the moment? Is your wife picking the colors? Are you having any input in that kind of side of things? What's that looking like for you?
Yes, I've been given discretion to organize my office in the way that I would like it, and so I'm sticking to that domain.
Okay.
Pretty much everything else is my wife's domain to make decisions on. But I yield to her. She has a much better eye for colors, coordination than I'll ever have. So it's probably best that takes place.
You said that like a very wise man. Listen up, husbands. Submit to your wives is what we're saying. Alan just said it without saying it. Submit to your wives. Alan, I suppose one of the things, because we've been chatting for a while now, and it's been an absolute joy, and I know we're going to continue these conversations, but we want to m measuring effectiveness can be a challenge at times, I know. And kind of sometimes it's just really helpful to kind of celebrate the wins and talk about the effectiveness of a ministry. And in terms of how you've seen the ministry unfold, it's new to Ireland and you're offering money coaching courses and you're also offering the invitation for coaches to walk alongside some people. You're not offering kind of money advice, debt advice. You're just offering kind of support and encouragement. Give me a couple of things that you could celebrate in terms of the effectiveness of the ministry at the moment.
Well, I think certainly in terms of participants that have come along to some of the first money coaching courses, I think we've heard some really clear evidence of where they felt really empowered in a way that they felt they were lacking in some skills around budgeting and money management, and maybe felt a little overwhelmed, particularly some of the cost inflationary pressures we've had over the last while. And so just to hear that sort of practical skills have been gained, and on average participants have increased the level of skills that they have, and they feel much more confident. But I think there's also a sense of there's a sense of that there's less anxiety, less stress about money issues because they've picked up some skills and some principles that they have begun to apply, and that has made a real kind of qualitative difference, in their lives. Literally, sort of moving from that fear of do I have enough for how will I make ends meet, into a place where there's a sense of freedom almost from that yes, God is blessing me. I am blessed. I have resources at my disposal. How and what I do with those, I have a role to play in that. And so I have greater, can have greater control over my income and other resources that God has made available. So there's been that real, real clear sense of people, participants feeling greater ownership and really empowered to take care of their own finances. I think from some of the, you mentioned some of the volunteers, church-based volunteers that have trained as coaches. I think they've enjoyed it as well as volunteers, because some of them within their churches, they would have said there wasn't really anything that was really kind of structured about how to talk about in a healthy, constructive way about money issues. And so offering the money coaching course within their church has given them an opportunity to have those kind of healthy conversations that may be a bit awkward in their church context. In terms of it being sort of structured in that they can invite to come along to actually learn some of the new skills. So some of those volunteers as well have really enjoyed that initial experience, and long may that continue.
In Jesus' name, Alan, as always, it's a joy to have you on the show, and love your heart. I'm delighted that you are a walking testimony to the goodness of God, that you are a living, breathing testimony to the principles of the kingdom of God, and that when we apply those principles, we can live in the promised land. And your promised land right now is your new home in Wicklow, with your little kingdom in the middle of it. You're going to decorate this office the way you want it. Your wife will have little to no say in it, if I'm catching you right. But then, you're going to build this beautiful home together, and that's going to be a wonderful thing. And so I am so thrilled for you and your wife, and so happy that God has demonstrated his redemptive power in every area of your life, not just spiritually, but that you are experiencing the goodness of God and living in the goodness of God. And so we praise God for that. So looking forward to having you back on again next month. And no doubt you'll have
Yeah,
lots
look
of
forward
things
to it.
that you'll want to talk to us about. So hey, thanks for joining us today, and God bless you. We'll see you soon.